You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
In June of last year, we covered a story of the first ever cannabis listing in South Africa. A company called Psilocybin that on listing day on the Altex showed up at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange with cannabis plants. And for the first time in the JSE's 137-year history, there were cannabis plants in the foyer. Today, we are back with that same company because not only have they had a successful Altex listing, they have now moved on to the main board of the JSE. Once again, I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, Gabriel Theron, to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Gabriel, lovely having you back on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. It's been a full year and some change since our last catch-up. It's been too long, but today marks an even bigger milestone than the one we spoke about the last time. Take me through today and take me through what happened.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me back to your show. So it's been quite a journey. We, like you said, we listed the SPAC vehicle last year, and that's basically a vehicle, call it like a fund, that needs to go out and find viable targets. The intention was always to acquire the operating entity, Psilocybin Pharmaceutical, which we've now successfully done. It took some time because it was a related party transaction. We needed to get other eyes on the transaction to make sure that it's fair on all the shareholders. And then the JSE signed off on it, and so did the shareholders about a month ago. And today marked the de-SPACing and making us a fully traded entity on the JSE. And because of the target qualifying for a main board listing in terms of profit as well as market capitalization, but more your stock that you have, which is over 500 million, the JSE granted us to move off the Altex onto the main board, which we've done today, and today was the debut on the main board.
What does the main board mean for Psilocybin going forward, Gabriel? Because to be a company listed on the main board has different requirements to being listed from a liquidity perspective, from compliance and a maintenance perspective. What does this mean for Psilocybin?
Well, I think the first thing is suddenly there's more eyes on us, more potential investors. Not all the funds are allowed to invest on Altex entities. So I think from a scalability point of view, it enables us, as and when required, that we can scale very, very quickly. As of today, we are profitable. We have cash in the bank, so we don't really need funds at this point in time. We've also successfully acquired a lot of equipment so that we can scale. So at this point in time, we're in the trenches, we're building. And there might come a time that we say to the market and the bigger funds, listen, please come and invest in us. We're now looking at scaling on a global scale. So that time might come. We never know.
Gabriel, take me through the strategy from a Psilocybin perspective at the moment. You mentioned that you're in the trenches at the moment. You're building the business. You're in an industry where you are, at this point, the only player in the South African space that can attract institutional capital the way you can, but you're also competing in a world that is changing. We're redefining how we define asset classes across the world. How does that affect how you are looking at the kind of business you're looking to build?
All right. So I think the first thing to look at, a lot of the, call it our competition globally. So their model was raise the funds, go to market, build massive facilities, and waited out. And a lot of them didn't raise enough capital to actually wait out for the regulatory markets to catch up. Our model was really different. So we said, you know what, let's start very small. We make the mistakes on a small level. Once we've figured it out, we can now scale. And that's exactly what we've done. So that puts us in that very unique position on a global level where we are profitable, we have the cash, the future looks great, and we don't need to go spend a lot of money now in terms of expanding, because we did do an acquisition of some equipment. The largest extraction facility in Europe went belly up, and we managed to pick up all of the equipment, shipped it over to South Africa, and now we're in the process of trying to assemble all of these things. So from that perspective, we're actually very, very well positioned to really now take on the global market as it opens. So the next big thing for us, EU GMP accreditation, because then the whole of Europe is open for us and we can supply medical cannabis into the whole world.
Gabriel, how is the medical cannabis space shaping up? We know that the likes of Canada have taken quite a bit of a lead in this space. This is a unique opportunity for a South African business to not only showcase to the world the strength of what you're able to cultivate, but more than that, to actually lead the continent in terms of the space that you guys operate in. How is that space looking at the moment?
It's a competitive space. If you look at the Canadians obviously they spend a lot of funds in building massive facilities. But where they struggle to compete with South African companies is specifically around cost of production. So this is where we come in. We can really compete, and I believe we can continue to compete on a price point on the global arena. Countries like your Thailand came on board now. You're looking at some of the countries in South America. Problem with those are also low-cost producers, but they're not necessarily in favorable regulatory environments. So South Africa actually gives us two advantages. It gives us a very strong regulatory environment that's trusted. And secondly, it gives us a low-cost production environment so we can continue to compete on the global scale.
And compete you will. We look forward to seeing how that competition shapes up. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Gabriel for the insights and for the time. We wish you and the team all of these successes, and we will keep a close eye on how the market continues to receive the business. That was Gabriel Theron, the Chief Executive Officer of Psilocybin, joining us to take a look at their move from the AltX to listing on the main board of the JSE.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.